Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the difference in your, like, what's the difference between being a player, being an owner? And, like, what's the mentality? How do you approach problems? Like, what did you learn from that, that switch?
I mean, as a player, you learn to do one thing really well. You become a specialist, right? It's almost like having a, it's like mastering the sword, you know? It's like you become a master of that one thing. And whoever you face, you know that whether you win or you lose, you're confident in your ability to master that sword, to use that sword, you know? There is not a lot of room for extraordinary ways to approach your work because the game has a set of rules you have to follow, and you can be creative within those rules, which for an overly creative person or artistic person, it can be a constraint sometimes, actually. Because after playing the game for 1,000 hours, you realize that constraints exist, you know, and you just learn to live with those. So I guess the biggest difference, I mean, number one, I actually did learn very valuable skills as a player. Number one, I learned how to deal with people in high-pressure situations. Some people like to be told, what the fuck are you doing? Some people like to be told, hey, let's go through this together, okay? Because I think there's something we could do better, you know? And I learned the value of having people around you that know how to take responsibility over their actions and not be cynical about everything. So I was player, but I was also the captain of my teams. So I did a lot of changes to my lineups and over the years. And sometimes those changes were good, sometimes those changes were bad. And I learned what makes up a good group of people. It's not just mechanics. In other words, it's not just skills. It's the attitude, actually, what makes up a good group of people. You need a minimum set of skills, of course. But after that minimum set of skills is matched, is achieved, you need attitude and a perfect merge of attitudes. And a group of five, needs to have the humble guy that is the supportive mindset that will go out of his way to help a teammate when he's in need. We will need the super cocky guy that is a wholesome dude that just loves the video game, but like it's incredibly cocky. And you know that you live by the sword and die by the sword. If he has a good day, it's great. If he has a bad day, you lose. You need to have the guy that is like very serious and telling everybody, come on, get our shit together, you know? You need to have like that captain figure. You need to, right? And so there's different, and depending on the game as well, right? So learning what each game needs in terms of the types of attitudes mix within each team is something I learned as a player and something that I still to this day deploy in my job today. So it's not like my previous career as a player was useless, quite the opposite. A lot of the skills that I developed then I still use to this day, you know? But the biggest differences, I'd say, is the ability to be creative. Like, in my job, there's no walls. There's, like, no limitations, you know? Like, I literally wanted to make a song. I love singing, okay? I wanted to make a song, so I did a metal song, an epic metal song, and we went ham with it. We spent, like, $500,000 in building the most incredible high production quality song. Best guitarist in the world, best drummer in the world, best celloist in the world, the celloist of Hans Zimmer. We went fucking insane. Best songwriters. It was insane, okay? And I was the lead singer, okay? Which there's nothing more ego-focused than that. And I was like, why not, you know? You can do that shit as a player, you know? So, yeah, it's just my job allows for a lot of creativity and a lot of fun. Sometimes I'm focused on video content, on approving script, on approving the final video, on approving the music, on the actual scoring of our pieces. Sometimes I'm focused on how we distribute all of that. Sometimes I focus on social media, the quality of our posts, which social should we get into next. You know, understanding KPIs, are we ahead, are we behind? Understanding consumer products, how consumer products look like. Then sometimes it's investor pitching time. Sometimes I have to close sales. You know, it's like, and sometimes, very often, I have to spend time on the actual esports teams. The quality of the lineups, do we have to improve it? Sometimes there's problems. They call me, hey, Carlos, 3 a.m., I'm homesick in Korea, whatever, you know, and I have to speak with him. And it's a different job that touches on a lot of different things. So it's so fun, bro. I would do this. I always say, when I'm a billionaire, I will literally do what I'm doing right now.
I love, dude. That's
literally
awesome.
The same thing.
You know that you're doing the right thing when you could say that. That's amazing, yeah. Man.
Confidently as well.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.